Adam, I just want to disagree with you 1 minute. When I watched that black and white movie when I was a kid, I did not realize that those soldiers marching off the field were going to have to deal with what they had seen, what they had done in their lives. I personally believe that this country owes our veterans whatever it takes to help them heal from whatever happened to them while they were serving our country.
Please tell that to the VA because they can't.
Okay, but you wanted them all to say something. What was it?
About bottom up.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about, if you're a veteran out there listening and you're having whatever issues there are, Ed was talking about talking to other veterans may be more helpful than going to a bureaucracy to start with.
Yeah, I mean, you feel more comfortable talking to another veteran. Just, for example, me and Adam, I can walk up to him and talk to him about any experience. I may have been Navy, he may have been Marine Corps, but we connect.
Oh, and thank you, Cupcake.
Cupcake. Oh.
But good thing the doors are locked.
Yeah, I know, right?
But we understand each other, and through that, we can help each other, and we may know a contact that he can get in touch with that I didn't know about or that I may know, and we can go that way.
Look, Al, you two work together. You're going back to school, right?
Yeah. If it hadn't have been for Robert, I would not be enrolled in UT right now. I would not have my classes set up. Having somebody there when your PTSD starts kicking in and they're wanting you to fill out another form and you're just going, I don't understand where I click next, you know, it's very frustrating to try and work through that by yourself.
And that's why I'm talking about bottoms up. 2009, the VA said that peer support is fundamental to our recovery. 2009. We didn't have peer recovery until we started here, right?
Right.
And we started that in 2011. How many stories could we tell about all the people we helped?
Oh, right? Man, many.
So you could see the difference in all of us, right? And that doesn't mean that we don't struggle still, right? We were just having a conversation Wednesday. The VA can't walk you through University of Tennessee. A lot of times we bash the VA because they're not doing their job. They're not here for you to walk you through school. But if you didn't have someone, you wouldn't be at school.
Oh, definitely not.
Right?
Right.
Everyone's trying to help. We're through an election cycle. And what happens every time we go through an election cycle? Everybody talks about how the vets aren't being treated. Right. Now, I want to point out a Marine. His name was Clay Hunt. He committed suicide because he couldn't get his medication right, and he couldn't get his claim right. And the president signed a bill. It's called the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Act. That was signed in February 2015, just this year. And realizing that 22 a day wasn't going to work, part of what's in this bill, they want a 3-year pilot program to see how peer support would work. We've been doing it for 3 years. So a lot of times what we see is that the VA is doing this top down, and that's what we were told by one of our associate medical, mental health directors, that they do top down. Well, one of the reasons peer support works, they work with you, right?
Right.
So we can't blame the VA for you not going to the University of Tennessee.
Oh, definitely not.
The purpose of us here being today is to let you know that this is the way it works. We still have that culture. We're still on a mission, and that's really important. I mentioned about politicians. Here's a Washington Examiner article on May 11th, May 11th of this year. And the title is, Has Anything Improved at the VA? According to the article, new evidence says that it's getting worse. They found marginal improvements. They keep funding and funding and funding. They're funding the same items.
Yeah.
We hear everyone. We hear Donald Trump. He was just June of this year. He was giving a speech and he was talking about our veterans have been treated like second and third class citizens, and they should be treated better than anybody. They're like forgotten people, and that would never happen with me. And don't we all see that? How many times? You know, when
all the time.
We got a new secretary, everything's going to be changed. There's living proof. Our veterans treatment courts that Judge Robert Russell started in January of 2008 in Buffalo, New York. He was brilliant. Not only did he put mental health with substance abuse, he also brought the peers in, mentors. And they're one of the most successful courts in the country. So there's a lot of evidence that proves that our bottom up does work.
If I was a veteran and I walked up to one of you guys after I heard you talk on the radio show today and asked you for help, is there any way I know that you're qualified to help me?
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
Okay. All right.
That's the whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
We also get trained. We're part of Vet-to-Vet USA. Mo Armstrong, he's a Marine, started Vet-to-Vet USA about 12, 14 years ago. It's our Vet-to-Vet Tennessee that trains the mentors and the peer facilitators. Some of us have got certified by Justice for Vets for our mentor programs. Some of us have certified peer recovery specialists, and we're always learning. If you go to our website, you'll see a program that almost nobody knew about. The Walter Reed Hospital Institute developed a great program called Battle Mind, and it's developed for pre and post deployment, not only for the veteran, but also for the family. And guess what? Nobody knows about it. And it's wonderful. If anybody saw the American Sniper, Chris Kyle, his problem was the readjustment home, right?
Yes.
I can't watch that. Yeah. I have no idea.
One day, I watched it last night getting ready for today's program. Just I knew we were going to talk about suicide and deaths and things like that. But Battle Mind, and we use it, right? We've been using that for the last couple months. So we're always looking, Randy, for what's out there. What could make us better? You know, we don't just sit there reading a book that was written 5 years ago.
Well, I think one thing is, you know, when I first started coming to this group, everything was in my head, but I could not put it into words or express how I was feeling until I started talking with the guys in the group, and they started telling me certain things like, you're always going to be anxious. Part of your PTSD is paranoia. You know, you're always going to feel like somebody's watching you. You know, I never knew that. I always thought I was just going nuts. Why am I?
Well, we didn't say that, James.
Well, I mean, every Marine's crazy, but you know, but that's part of the things that they don't talk about. They don't tell you it's okay. You're not crazy. These are just things that you're dealing with on a personal level that nobody's ever told you about.
According to the DOD, the Clay Hunt, and I'm blown away with this one, requiring annual third-party evaluation. Has anybody had a third-party evaluation here?
No.
Okay, so that was supposed to start. Conducting a 3-year pilot program for peer support. I don't know why they're not looking at us. We've been doing it for 3 years. You don't have to wait 3 years. We can tell you what happened, right? And whether it's just our mental health, suicide prevention, and JIVs, Justice Involved Vets.
Yeah.
And we're doing it now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I've learned. I saw you put it back up there, and I put it on my newsletter, is each one, reach one, teach one. And I really admire that statement, and it came from you and this group, and that's something I think we need to talk about.